God so love the world. It's such a profound reality for us. A love beyond all telling. A love we don't expect. A love we could never comprehend. You see, we have become so virtual. Everything for us is really online. Our social relationships have been done through something that is not social. There's no touch. There's no communication. There's no presence. The reality for us has become so fake because what's virtual to us is so real. We're having conversations with machines, and we think that we're talking to a real person. We're yelling at cars who pass by us, and there's no one in the driver's seat. Our vision has been so plagued with pornography, with lies, with violence. We cannot see. Our world, our hearts, our minds have been so darkened. Our minds are filled with clutter, with filth, with lies. We have actually conditioned ourselves to believe lies. We have deceived ourselves so good that we believe that sinning is good. And lying sometimes is truth. Our virtual world has caused us to be so fake, and yet we believe that it's real. That somehow I'm having a sexual relationship with someone, but somehow that person just isn't real. My brothers and sisters, God so loved the world. God is real. And that's why we speak of the real presence of Jesus. That God so loved us that he sends his son, not to condemn us, but to liberate us and to save us. But we believe that somehow God can't love you. Out of everything in the world, that somehow God doesn't love you. And we believe that God cannot be trusted. And we believe that we can argue with him and somehow get our way. All that is virtual, it's fake, it's plastic, it's not real. That the truth is that we were created for God. We were created to be in a loving, perpetual relationship with God. We were created so that God could provide everything that we need. God is the source of our life, the source of our joy, the source of our happiness, and the source of our peace. You're never going to find joy and happiness and peace in a virtual world. When you leave the virtual world, you still will be empty, if not more empty. You will still feel dissatisfied because the virtual world can never satisfy us. Only God can satisfy you. So we can take up a world that's materialistic and virtual and fake, and we're just going to be left with a desire, wanting more, needing more, hoping for more, because it's never meant to satisfy us. The enemy wants us to continue to seek things that are not God, knowing that they will never satisfy us, but hoping that we will continue to believe, to be deceived, that somehow something that's not real will make us feel real again. I think of the story of Pinocchio. All he ever wanted to do was be a real boy. All we should want to do is to be real children once again. And Jesus has given us the way to be called children of God once again in those waters of baptism. The sacraments are real. The scriptures are real. The church is real. The ministry is real. The prayer is real. We are talking to a real person. There's somebody on the other end of that intention, of that petition, of that prayer that we're offering. And so as we go through this world, as we think about this day, God so loved the world that he sent his son not to condemn us, to save us, to heal us, to love us, to lift us up once again. And Jesus so loved us, he sends his very spirit to us, the spirit of the Father. And that spirit breathes newness, new life, a new creation, a new beginning, a new day. That's what we receive in the sacraments, newness of life. It's real. It's tangible. It's not fake. And so as we honor our Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we give thanks to the Lord for loving us. As Scripture says, even when we were enemies, God sent his Son to save us. Even knowing that we're stiff-necked, rebellious, hard of heart, that we're liars, that we're deceivers, God still loves. And he never stops loving. Because that is who God is. God is patient. God is kind. He's merciful. He's compassionate. He does not change. This blessed Trinity is one unity, undivided. It could never change. It's always going to be love, but it's always going to be love for you.